This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So we're going to ask Scott Osler about that. We'll ask him about the Jonathan Kuminga latest with Joe Lacob saying he wants him here for the long haul. And then obviously, whether or not he'd take Harbaugh v. Shanahan. We got him right now, so let's go to him. Scott Osler, who joins us now, courtesy of River Islands. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, it is the time for you to discover the islands. Joe, get right into it.
Yeah, let's just start with the Harbaugh and Shanahan thing now. We'll get to the Ramos stuff in a second. We were just having fun with this, Scott, and you've been around a long time. Like, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I want to make sure that I'm very clear there. Like, if you take Shanahan, I'll run up and I'll snag, you know, Harbaugh. If you took Harbaugh, I'd run up and I'd snag Shanahan. So if you were starting your team from scratch, who would you rather have be your head coach, Shanahan or Jim Harbaugh?
Okay. I can do a wrong answer if I want, though, right?
You can do whatever you want.
There are no wrong answers, Scott.
Like, I don't think there is a wrong answer, but maybe you do.
Oh, man. I'll take the controversial one. I'll go with Harbaugh because he's going to, a young team, he's going to kickstart it and get it off the ground. And maybe, like, 2 or 3 years down the road, you're going to have to fire him because he's going to be such a pain in the ass. But he got you off the ground like a rocket.
Scott, what if I told you that's not a controversial take and that most of the callers, like 80%, we have a poll up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Everyone's saying Jim Harbaugh. Is that surprising
really?
To you?
It is kind of. But, you know, we forget things, you know, in the haze of looking back and everything. He was a phenomenal coach for like about 3 years. And then he was a terrible coach, you know. Then he was a terrible guy and a team wrecker and all that stuff. So he can be both. But and you know, with Shanahan, people kind of you know, he hasn't got us a Super Bowl, so there's something wrong here. So I can see why people are shading with Harbaugh because he did the same thing. He got him a Super Bowl. He didn't get the win. So
Scott, let's get into this Elliot Ramos quote that was.
Yeah.
You know, taken out from your article.
Yeah.
Just give us a feel, because I asked Sam Lubman, who does a lot of journalism here at the station and interviews a lot of the guys there. For those that are listening right now, you were looking for an article, or you were writing an article, and you were looking for quotes from some of the guys. So just kind of break down where this Ramos quote came from.
Yeah, I was looking for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I guess so. A couple things. One, sign of any clubhouse discord. You know, a couple years ago when things were falling apart, Logan Webb, for instance, said some stuff like, "Hey, things are, the spirit's not right here. We need a big change here." And so, you know, looking for either something like that or the opposite, which is what I got, which is, "Hey, there's no problem in the clubhouse. Everything is good here." And I was also looking for comments on the skipper, because Bob Melvin is under fire now, and if you go on social media, everybody wants to fire him. You know, they can't get around here soon enough. He's the wrong guy. He's too quiet, blah, blah, all this stuff. You guys seen it. And so I'm just kind of looking for guys to address that situation. And I talked to Logan Webb, and I talked to Elliot. And, you know, this is a good lesson for journalists. I probably, if I was going to write that again, I would have nuanced it and kind of gone into taking more time to explain Elliot's comments and you know, kind of in the give more context. For instance, you know, he said the fans really don't know anything. And that sounds kind of like a rip at the fans. And that's the San Francisco SF Gate guy took that quote and made it sound like Elliot's on some big kind of rampage against the fans, which was not the case. What he was saying was that the fans don't know anything. They don't know what goes on in the clubhouse. They don't really know. They're criticizing the manager, but they don't know what really goes on right here, and we know. And so it was much more in defense of Bob Melvin than it was any kind of attack on the fans. He was basically just saying, look, the fans just don't know what's going on. He also said that, you know, he kind of pointed out it's a little bit puzzling, you know, when things were going good, they were on our side, and now they're kind of turning on us a little bit. And it wasn't really, to me, a criticism of the fans. Again, I should have explained this more carefully. It was more of a puzzle. He was puzzled. Like, geez, why are they not backing us now? We're the same guys we were a month and a half ago. How come they're turning on us? So I should have nuanced it and explained it, because I should have explained in the context that Ramos is a really good guy. He's not a hater. He's not a lash out at the fans kind of guy. He's, in fact, the reason I feel so bad about this, that he came under fire for attacking the fans, is that he's a really, really good guy. Every year the sports writers vote on the good guy of the year. They give an award, the good guy of the year. It's the Giants player who is most cooperative with the media. And Ramos, I don't know if he'll win the awards this year. If he doesn't get the most votes, he'll be close. He's very popular with the writers. He's very helpful and cooperative. He's a very friendly guy. He's not a hater. He's not a negative guy. He's a guy I respect a lot, because I've been covering baseball for a long time, and I've seen a lot of Latino guys, a lot of Latin guys come from Latin America, and guys that come up as teenagers and don't know the language, and they really struggle with English, and it's really a hurdle and a problem sometimes. And some of them react by not trying to speak the language at all, because they don't want to be embarrassed and stuff. And Ramos is more so than any player I've ever seen, has really worked to learn English. And he's great now. He's fluent in English, even though he's a young guy. And I really salute him for that. That's an admirable thing that he's done. And I think fans should recognize the fact that one of the reasons he does that is because he wants to connect with the fans, because he likes the fans. And so I feel bad that I played a part in getting him on a bad side of the fans, because that's not where he belongs.
No, and I don't think that was your intention at all, Scott. I've just been reading you for a long, long, long time, and you're one of the people that I look up to in journalism, just in general, and admire, and just the way you go about things. You've always been professional, so I appreciate you clarifying all that and kind of putting that out there. We're talking to Scott Ostler, San Francisco Chronicle, longtime journalist, and he wrote an article about the Giants and everything going on, and there was a specific quote with Elliot Ramos that kind of took off. So put me in your shoes yesterday. I mean, you've probably got an iPhone or some sort of an Android, and it starts going crazy. Were you as stunned? Because I was stunned that people were going crazy on it, but were you really shocked? And it sounds like you feel bad about it, obviously. I'm sure you reached out. Take me through your reaction yesterday as this starts to catch fire online.
Well, my reaction was that I was kind of pissed at myself. I was pissed at two things. I was pissed that the SF Gate guy, I thought blew something up which wasn't really there, and made a story out of what wasn't a story, and a little bit of a clickbait kind of thing. But I'm going to take I took more of the responsibility on myself, thinking, you know, I shouldn't have given this guy the opportunity to do that. I shouldn't have given him the opening, and maybe if he took it that way, maybe other people did too. And I should have worked harder to explain what Ramos's true emotions and intent were. I was kind of bummed out. You know, I was kind of, you know, one of those things. Sometimes you guys maybe experience this in your business. Sometimes you want a mulligan, right? And you can't always get a mulligan.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. And speaking of mulligans right now, maybe the Warriors would like a mulligan on this offseason when it comes to the, as we've dubbed it, Scott, the Jonathan Kuminga crisis here on 95.7 The Game. The latest, and this was via Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, yesterday,
yeah.
Warriors owner Joe Lacob told Jonathan Kuminga he wants him in Golden State, quote, for a long time, end quote. What does that mean, Scott?
Well, it means that the secret is out, that Joe has always been a big Kuminga fan. You know, where maybe some in the organization and certainly some of the fans have wavered. Some people go back and forth, you know, one minute Kuminga's, oh my God, this is the guy we got to play. Another minute he's the problem. But I think Joe has been pretty steadfast, from what I understand, all along being a Kuminga guy. And it also shows that Joe is not like a Steinbrenner or a Jerry Jones, where if he has a certain idea that he imposes it on the coach and the organization. I'll give you an example. When Steve Kerr took over, Joe and others in the organization were in favor of trading Klay Thompson and Draymond Green for Kevin Love, right? You remember that?
And, yes.
And the word is that Jerry West kind of quashed that deal. The truth is that Steve Kerr quashed that deal because Steve Kerr really didn't want that deal to get done. And Bob Myers said, okay, you're the new coach. I don't want to come in here and take it away from you. I hired you to be coach the team, so I'm going to give it to you. So the point is that Lacob didn't insist. Lacob could have said, you're the new coach. Shut up. We're trading these guys. That's what I want to do. And so he has his opinions. Joe does, and he makes them known to all the people, but he doesn't enforce that will on the people. He gives those final decisions to the people he hires, the general manager and the coach. So, but it's a weird situation, and it's going to go on all season long, probably, or at least half the season or part of the season, you know. And it's weird because it's like we talk about distractions in sports. So this guy's going to be a distraction because he's wearing his hair funny and people won't like it. But this is usually that's bullcorn. It's usually these things are overblown. Players don't get distracted. You know, if a guy's in the corner of the clubhouse doing something weird, they don't care. But this could be a real distraction for the team because it affects the team's performance in a lot of ways. So it's going to be a drama, man. It's here. It's real.
You know, Scott, it's funny. Like, you've been doing this a long time, and I sense the same frustration you have at times. Like we'll have like a 40-minute conversation about a topic, mm-hmm. and one little 30-second clip will go out onto social media, and I'm like, well, all right, guys, come on. This was not representative of the 45-minute conversation we had.
Shasky hates Shanahan.
Exactly. Yeah, Shasky said this or whatever. And I feel like it's funny how there's the media angle of, well, sometimes an article gets written and a quote comes out that is misconstrued. Sometimes the athletes feel like a quote from a larger conversation gets misconstrued. And then, like, right. we get these clips, these audio clips that all get misconstrued. It is funny how we're all in the same universe. Like, wait a minute. What? We're getting aggregated here, and this isn't accurate. And I find it interesting that we're all kind of on the same page, and we're just all frustrated at each other because of how the internet reacts, and it's just wild to me.
Yeah, the overreaction is sometimes stunning and crazy. You know, just like the Stefan Ramos, it just, and the stuff on Bob Melvin, there a thread the other day on Reddit or something like that. Somebody said, you know, they got to fire this guy, and then the people jumped in, and it was like a mob. You could just see them getting their torches and pitchforks and stuff, and just marching on Bob Melvin's house and get this guy not only off the team, let's get him out of the city and the Northern California.
Scott, I can't remember a time we were ready to fire the third base coach and the hitting coach 6 weeks into the season. Like this year, this Giants year of baseball is unlike anything I've ever seen in all my years of watching sports. Have you seen anything? Just the ebbs and flows and the way the bottom just fell out.
Yeah, what I've never seen before to this magnitude is the mystery of it all. And the confusion, because, you know, like Logan Webb was saying, you know, a couple of years ago, basically we had some clubhouse turmoil and stuff, and that was maybe part of the problem. And this year, everything is fine. Everything is cool. And everyone I talked to said, the manager's great. We have no problems with the manager. He communicates with us. He builds our spirits up. He lets us know what's going on. He helps us. And yet the team, you know, there's no discord. There's no problem. Everybody's kind of healthy for all the main players. Like, you know, Chapman's banged up now and so forth, but basically it's a mystery. Why is this team, why did the bottom drop out? It's nobody can explain it. I talk to friends of mine who are fans and they say, well, I've never seen a situation like this where there's always an explanation, you know, there's always some explanation. A couple of years ago, it could be, you know, okay, Kapler screwed things up and there's a lot of, this year, there's no real reason. You can, okay, this guy's not hitting like he should. This guy's not hitting like he should. Verlander and so forth is not pitching like he should. But overall, it's the team is not bad, and the team is not badly underperforming. It's just that individually, but as a whole, stuff is just happening, man. It's just weird.
Hey, Scott, we appreciate it. And I will say this. Elliot Ramos was right about one thing in that quote. Fans are going to be fans, and that is absolutely right. So there you go. Yeah. Hey, Scott, thanks, man.
But for fans out there, don't be mad at Elliot Ramos, man. He's a good guy.
Don't be mad at Elliot Ramos. Be mad at Scott Osler. There you go, fans.
Right. Thank you.
See you at a game soon, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Football as well with your family.
See you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. There he goes, Scott
good
Osler.
Guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.